This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating you about all the cool things going on in and around Douglas County, and later on, the local business buzz, where we talk about local businesses. So we're just here full of font of information. And guess what, everybody? I got my partner in crime back.
You said we're. That means me.
Yes.
Live and hopping along, it's Alan Painter, live brought to you on this sunny day by the good grace of our Lord.
You want to give an update?
Yeah.
How you doing, Alan?
Thank you again for everyone's prayers out there and covering me with prayer, because it has been working. It's been amazing, the recovery of my replaced hip. I know many, many of you out there have had it and said, what a wimp, but I am a wimp. And but it really is amazing. We're starting to do our bank walk. Haven't actually made it all the way to the bank, but we're getting there. So it's going fantastic. It's been, 3 weeks?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yep. All I care about is getting back on the golf course. And I tell you, weather like today kills me.
Yes.
It's time to be out there smashing the ball. And especially when the plums start blooming, that's always this kind of a signal that spring is upon us. Actually saw vultures. By the way, I don't know if I told you that earlier,
No,
Shannon.
But I did today on the way back from Canyonville, too.
That's the sign. I mean, we love to see them come in. That means that summer is on the way.
Yeah. Well, we're so glad to have you back at the office, in here, on air. So,
well,
very grateful.
Well, I thank you. I know my wife is really happy to have me the heck out of the house. So,
we'll take one for the team on that, then.
I just got a text from somebody, and so I think I need to share this as a public service announcement.
Oh, gravy.
Whoever sent me the text that says, Dr. Daniel, my puppy is sick and I'm anxious. I'm sorry, you have not reached Dr. Daniel, but I don't know, maybe you can have pet the puppy or the puppy can pet you. I don't know, but...
Try another number. And we'll pray for your puppy.
Absolutely.
Because we love the pups.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just so excited you're back. I can't get over it.
Well, it's good to be back.
I'm kind of beside myself with
excitement.
I've been
on Facebook. Somebody posted some those little miniature Highland cows.
Oh, I'm aware, because you have me full attention on that.
Yeah. And so... finally, you know, kind of looking at saying, my wife said, we don't need anything else to take care of. Now she's kind of softening a little bit. So, you know.
Because she saw the pictures after you got off the phone.
And Lena just texted and said she'll share her room with them. So.
They're adorable.
Oh, too cute.
Oh, they're too cute. Honestly. Insanely.
So what's been going on in your world, Shannon?
So today I went to Canyonville. And I got to speak to a group of senior citizens, and they were delightful. And I have to say, I met this gal who shocked me.
Uh-oh. And that takes a lot.
I was like, what? Mouth drop. Like, she was 94. And I'm pretty sure if we did laps around a track, I would lose.
Well, I know I would.
She was energetic. Smart with it. I mean, she was just wow.
Well, I tell
you, I'm just wowed.
There's something in the water down in Canyonville, isn't there?
Wow. I think they're out working on their ranches and their gardens and just, I mean, she was active. She was, just so on point. And so when she left, I said, I came here and I'm the one doing the talk, but I am inspired by you.
Yeah.
I had to share that with her.
You got a new hero.
Kind of.
Well, you know, I always said the people like that, the one thing that separates them from the people that just don't really live is they don't look at the calendar. They don't look at birthdays. They don't look at, you know, it's just what's tomorrow and what's this afternoon, and get up, put my boots on, go to work, and pretty amazing people. And we do have some amazing people in our county.
It was just so cool. We were down there with P3, and they had a doctor do a doc talk. It was really great, and Atrio was down there, and I was down there. It was just a fabulous day, and I enjoyed my time with everybody, with the staff from those companies and the people that were in attendance. So it was just a great day, and I felt inspired. And
good.
Then, yeah. So, and March Madness is happening, so
sorry.
Everybody's in front of their TVs.
Yeah, everybody in there is crying about their broken bracket because, Arizona got knocked out by Princeton, the number 15 seed. So they were saying that only 0.12% of all the brackets are now still perfect. So,
I didn't do a bracket this year, which I always do. And here's how I choose them. And my husband is not going to like me sharing this, but I beat him almost every year we do it. I pick them by how cute their outfits are and who their mascot is. So you take all your actuaries and your science and your analytics and keep it for yourself. I'm going with a cute outfit and an awesome mascot all day, every day.
Well, from what I read today, you have much chance. I was reading something today that said there, no one has ever had a perfect bracket.
Oh, really?
It has never happened.
Wow.
It said if you guessed, didn't even know the number, but it was like quintillion, one in quintillion of having a perfect bracket. And they said even if you knew basketball, the odds were one in two or 12 billion.
Wow.
It was just not happening. So
That's
not going to bother.
That's crazy.
So what do we got going today?
Well, I'm excited here. We're going to tease that Eric's here. Take a quick break here in a few moments. But so today we have Eric Yoshitake Andrews, who is with Rediscover Downtown. So, Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shannon, and welcome back, Alan.
Thank you, Eric.
We're so excited to have you. We love hearing, because, you know, our office is in the downtown area, all the cool things that you guys are doing to really get people to rediscover it. And so I know tomorrow you have a special event, but I want to get into that after the break. So, first of all, this is kind of your baby, so tell us how you got involved or how you got going with Rediscover Downtown.
So Rediscover Downtown is coming up on its second year, and it was originally created from a group of businesses that were popping up, and they wanted to put on an event that showcased all the new businesses. My caveat of being involved was that we incorporated the long-standing businesses as well and make it a whole downtown event. So Whiskey Creek Rustics, Jackson Street Provisions, The People's Goods, they all kind of got together and asked me to help them promote an event.
That is awesome. We actually we haven't had Jackson Street on.
Yeah.
We've tried. We've messaged. That will happen.
I want them on. I saw that their pictures of their sandwiches. Holy smokes.
Oh, gosh. Their food was so good. We went and got cheesecake from there while he was gone out on his surgery, medical leave. Sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, Denise makes some great gluten-free yummies and dinners that you can pick
up. It's amazing. Yeah, pick up and go. I mean, so mom of kid friendly. Like, here's your dinner to go. It's amazing. But the neat theme going through the different places that have been on is how everybody is so interested in networking with one another. It's not a competition. It's like a family down there. I just love that sense of community and partnership amongst the businesses down there.
Yeah, there's definitely the ideology that tides rise all ships there.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That
exactly.
That's
and,
awesome.
And that's absolutely perfect. And I mentioned earlier, Jackson and I were on a bank walk, and it really is to see how many windows are painted with this theme, this St. Patty's Day theme, and how downtown is really coming together to really lift things up, like you said.
It's exciting.
And it's been awesome. And I don't really know why. I think it's been chance. A lot of our business buzz partners have been downtown businesses, but it's from a revitalization down there. There's an energy.
There is an energy. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And then, Eric, I want you to tell everybody about what's exciting and happening tomorrow. So back with more of Your Cue here in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. And we are with the community section right now, talking with Eric here. I got to pronounce you properly here. So Eric Yoshitaka Andrews with Rediscover Downtown is here to tell us all about their exciting event tomorrow. So, Eric, I'm turning it over to you. Let us all know about what's going on downtown tomorrow.
Especially the sip part. I saw that sip.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of sipping going on. So tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, is the St. Patrick's Day Sip, Shop, and Dine Rediscover Downtown. We have over 40 participating downtown businesses and local craft pop-ups, whether it's a brewery, a winery, a craft vendor that makes jewelry, metalwork. What else?
Just so like by pop-up. Pop-up.
I'm intrigued by the pop-up part as well.
I mean, there's Studio Black Ave that makes metal roses and poppies. There's Fox and Fiddle Design that does custom and very unique watch bands. There's also one of the vineyards that is going to be there is Knotsman Family Winery, as Cooper Ridge. And if you're into beer, Too Shy will be sampling over at the People's Goods.
How cool is that? So even if you're a regular downtown frequent, there's some new stuff for you here as well.
Yeah, that's one of the goals, is to bring in as many new vendors as possible to kind of get them excited about downtown and give them an opportunity to be promoted.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and see what's going on. It's like, hey, open another one over here.
Who doesn't need a new watch band? I need a new watch band.
So I'm going to call Sheila Mefford and Debbie Riley. I'm calling them out right now on the radio that we're doing this sip thing tomorrow. See, we're doing it.
Yeah, you can stop by.
We'll sip and dine. I don't know how creative we'll be.
Yeah, you can stop by North 40, Sugar Magnolia, or Sunnyside Theater and pick up a passport. If you go through the streets of downtown and collect 20 passports, that enters you in for a chance at a grand prize basket that's valued over $275 worth of gift certificates from local downtown businesses.
There you go. Look at
challenge accepted.
You can sip and win.
Sip and win. Sip, create, dine, and win.
Oh, you can't do that, though, because you always win.
I know. I am a pretty lucky girl. Yeah. I really like the food, though. I'm kind of about the food.
So it starts at 4?
4 p.m. and goes till 7 p.m. And after you're done, you can stick around downtown and check out some of the great restaurants like True Kitchen or Mariachi Loco, Salud.
Okay, a secret note. I actually got my nails done a month or so ago next to Lisa, who's one of the owners of True.
Yes.
Love her. Such a sweetheart. And I told her I have this newfound love of the lemon drop. I don't drink alcohol, Eric, just so you know. It's a rare occasion. But I had one at, where was I at? I was with the girls.
Sounds like you had more than one.
No, I didn't, because they called me a lightweight and laughed at me. But it was super good, and they said, there's a secret one. I love the secret stuff at these restaurants, that you ask for their old-style Cadillac one. Apparently, it's to die for.
Where?
And I have been at True.
Okay, there you go.
My first one I had was a strawberry one, I believe, and it was at Bricks. And that's what started the issue.
Started now, the love?
Yeah. And now I've had one at Diamond Lake that was Marionberry to die for. I've had them all over now. So I'm kind of actually starting to, and I only have one because I am, it's true, I am a lightweight. But I love them now. Uh-oh. So people got to go out and try these new cool things and have these conversations with these business owners and find out these cool little things you don't even know existed.
And for all of those who are going to be downtown tomorrow and you see Shannon, buy her a lemon drop.
Oh, no,
Let's see. Let's watch Shannon fall over downtown.
Yeah,
word of mouth is the best way to get, you know, to learn new things, especially in a small town like Roseburg.
Yeah. So if you're out and about or you see somebody in a restaurant or you see good food on their table and you're curious what it is, let's be a community and chat about it.
Absolutely.
As I'll share my love of food for downtown. I have several favorites down there that, and I'm a one meal wonder, so I kind of, unfortunately, pick the same thing at each place I go.
But. Yeah.
The question is, will you share your lemon drop?
I'll buy him one to drink with me, but I'm not going to share one.
Don't be like that.
No, I just because germs I wouldn't. But otherwise, I'd share.
That's why there's alcohol in it.
Oh, true, I guess.
Yeah. And you always get a good cocktail at True. So.
Yeah.
And their desserts are really, really delicious.
Yeah, there's just so many great things, and I want to make it into risk. So, yeah, I'm calling my friends out, and I will be calling them in the morning saying, let's do this tonight.
So where are the craftspeople? I imagine they're like in the tents, like we see at the art show or something. So are they in a building or?
They're all inside the individual buildings. Yeah. So the streets will not be blocked off. So
okay.
There's going to be plenty of parking. You can pop into say Little Brother's Pub, and they're going to have gallery showing by Jazz Val Creates. And Sharon Sawicki Jewelry will be selling her wares.
And
so it's really cool that the downtown businesses are partnering with other people to come in and, yeah, that's like mentoring or opening up your space.
Yep.
That's so selfless. I love it.
And I saw recently that Little Brothers has new ownership. So, while you're in there, welcome the new owners. I don't know if they've taken over yet. We maybe, if they haven't, thank the old owners. They were fantastic partners downtown. So anyway, make sure you stop in and say hi to them.
Oh, man. They had good tater tots.
Yeah.
I mean.
I met Bryant and him and his wife. You know, they're very excited. And the previous owners are, you know, being very gracious and passing the baton because they've carried it for 8 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool, though, that people are still valuing and wanting to keep on with the tradition of the establishment that was there instead of everybody coming in and starting something completely new. I love the new, fresh stuff, too, but I also like keeping that old school feel.
Especially with our icons, and Little Brother's Pub has always been an icon.
Yeah.
You know, introduce something fresh into an old establishment.
Super cool. Well, Eric, I think this is really exciting. Can you reiterate to us the places where they can pick up the passports? Or when I say they, I mean me. I can pick up my passport at, sir?
They can pick them up at Sunnyside Theater, 663 Southeast Jackson Street.
Okay.
Sugar Magnolia Revamped Furniture, 549 Southeast Jackson Street. And North 40 Beer Co., 435 Southeast Jackson. So no matter where you park on Jackson, there's going to be a passport pickup and drop off close to your car.
Close to you, yeah. Because you have the end and then the middle and then kind of the other. That's perfect.
And they're going to have people out there revoking passports, Shannon, for those who get too wild.
Okay.
You.
It's Friday, no, and it's St. Patty's Day.
I'm afraid of that, and the weather's supposed to be good. If you have that second lemon drop, it could not be pretty.
So, Friday night, you don't have to work the next day. A lot of people don't.
Yep.
Not everybody, but a lot of people don't. It's St. Patrick's Day, which is...
the day that we're all
it's
Irish.
It's a big booze holiday. Yep. I'm just saying it.
Hey, you know,
go big, go home.
Hey, it's one I've got Irish in my heritage, and it's one of those we welcome everyone over, you know.
Love it.
It's a one day we're all from Ireland.
Okay.
So
You know, everybody we don't really downtown. Need you out walking, but, you know, maybe Angie, she needs to come with me and we can call you for cab
And now,
services.
Everybody, make sure you wear your green.
Yes.
You got to be wearing your green because I will be on pinch duty.
And drink and drive responsibly.
Please.
Like,
No.
Don't do that.
Drink and drive responsibly.
Well, you know what I meant.
Yeah.
If you're going to drink, don't drive.
There you go.
Sorry, it's I should have said it that way.
Yeah, it's not the old days where it's like, hey, just, you know, be cool if you're drinking and driving. No, don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, we highly recommend someone, you know, designate a driver if they plan on staying much longer than the course of the event.
And so the places where we pick up the passports, is that also where we would drop it off to get in the drawing?
Yes.
Or, okay. I'm just clarifying. I'm getting my game face. Like,
she's ready to win it. She's in it to win it.
Yeah. And on the back of the passport, they list all of the participating downtown businesses where you can get a sign off.
So we're just like scavenger hunting. I'm already throwing elbows and I'm in the radio station.
It's like... Oh, her eyes are getting red. Her neck is swelling.
I'm like, come on. We're doing
for it. For everyone that's going down there, let me just apologize right now for Shannon's behavior.
It's going to be awesome.
Just remember, she doesn't work at Premier Insurance anymore.
Oh,
she's
gravy. I'm going to, another Irish tradition, right? I may be wrong, but you're a golf guy.
I am.
So can I just do this and call for a mulligan? I think that's appropriate. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Whoops. It never happened.
Never happened. Like, you did not see me. Whoever does that, you do not see me. I don't exist.
If you see her, take videos, please. The greatest video of Shannon that you post on Facebook, I will come up with some sort of prize.
Oh, no. I know who has that video right now. I know who the record holder for that one is, which would be Cassidy Smith. Okay, so is there any other upcoming events? I feel like Rediscover Downtown is quite active, and you guys are really doing a great job with promoting the downtown. So is there future events, or will you try to continue to have this be an annual event?
We do 4 to 5 Rediscover Passport events a year. Typically... around Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. St. Patrick's Day was a new one. Mm. Thought it'd be fun to, you know, encourage everyone to come downtown, wear green, and be festive. We are helping with the Blocktoberfest again this year.
Oh, yeah.
And we do another Rediscover on Shop Small Saturday.
Yes. That's one I wanted to go to, and I missed that one. So this will actually be my first passport event, but I'm gonna do this.
And it may be your last. You may be asked not to return. So
could be.
Sorry, Shannon, your passport is revoked.
Yeah, they've had great response. We've had an average of 300 to 400 passports turned in, and it's a great way for the community to discover the new businesses and rediscover the long-standing businesses downtown. Yep.
And I love that you have that, you know, in the parentheses, the rediscover part of it, because there are some great places that have been down that are trying new things and that have been inspired by the new businesses downtown. So yep. I think that's really key to not just focus on new establishments.
Well, it is, and it's like I said before, it's really creating an energy, and we can see it. We're downtown, kind of. We're kind of like the stepchild out there.
That's a bad phrase for us to use for that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you know, but it is. It's really exciting to see, you know, downtown. I mean, I guess it was posted today that the Rite Aid building sold, so we're excited to see what comes about that. You know, downtown is really reinvigorated, and it's a great time to just go down and see it, because there is some cool stuff, not stuff that, you know, is unique to just Roseboro. I mean, this stuff you don't even see in Portland. So, I mean, some of these antique stores with the antique sound and things like that, things I never even imagined. Some really cool-looking clothing stores are moving in downtown. And, you know, not just run-of-the-mill, off-the-rack type stuff. It's unique. You know, it's one of a kind. And so if you're going online, you're not seeing this stuff. You know, and it's really is really is cool stuff. And
it was really cool when we did a parade a few years ago down there, and it was really neat to run into people that I knew, and they're like, I didn't even know half these stores were here.
Yeah,
because they kind of avoided it because it got a bad rap for quite a while, and I see less of that bad rap being talked about.
Much, much better.
It's more about the positivity of the energy that you guys are all bringing with your efforts on this. So kudos to everything that you and everybody involved with your crew down there is doing, because the energy, the tone, and the thought process that people are having is changing. You can't change it overnight. It does take time.
And that's one thing I would encourage people. Don't just take that one-off rumor you might see on Facebook or this and say, oh, Rose, you know, downtown hasn't changed, or Rose. I mean, we know this is a citywide problem, but I can honestly say that the issue really isn't an issue anymore. We don't have issues at our business like we used to have.
Right.
I walk there every day. It just is. It is really not an issue. Is there homeless? Yes, but they're not
countrywide though.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and they're really kind of the old school. They're very respectful. You know, I get to know them. I talk to them downtown. They're good people, who are just have some issues. So don't let that stop. I've heard so many times, oh, I'm not going downtown because, you know, homeless, because of parking, whatever. Those issues are resolved, and downtown is welcoming people with open arms.
Yeah.
And if you don't see it, you miss it. You're missing out.
Yeah, a lot of people have a big misnomer about downtown, and while there may have been a period in time where there was a lot of vagrants, homeless, it has changed dramatically. The more people that come downtown, just the more it changes.
Absolutely.
And you know, the city has been working on the parking structure, garage, cleaning that up. And more businesses are filling the empty ones and really making it a destination for Roseburg.
Yeah, I think that's right there is a great point, because the reason we had such an issue is because there was empty businesses, so there were places to migrate to.
Wasn't as much foot traffic, yeah.
Those are no longer there, you know, so the issue is disappearing. So anyway, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for your commitment to downtown. I want to thank you for your energy and being part of the solution.
Will we see you down there tomorrow?
Yep, I will be popping around, checking in on the businesses. We'll be bringing some green balloons so people have a visual marker on where the passport stops are.
There you go.
I need that.
So, Shannon, look for the green balloon.
I actually know these three establishments, so I'm good. But.
Just aim for the balloon in the middle. I know you'll see three of them. Right. Walk towards the middle one.
I got to go there first.
Yeah, if anyone wants to go online, they can go on Facebook or Instagram to rediscover.downtown.
Check it out. Well, thank you so much for being on here. And it's now time for the Local Business Buzz. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival, in just a moment.
And a top of the morning to you.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian with my co-host, Alan Painter.
In the house.
I'm sorry. Paying him or something.
You know, this whole, you know, surgery and all, that's kind of knocked me out of the realm, and I kind of lost track of everything. I had no idea it was St. Patty's Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what that
it's
means?
It's happening. That I can drink and get a mulligan. Yeah, we just covered that.
And Boondock Saints.
Huh?
You've never seen Boondock Saints?
No.
Oh, my gosh. These are like the Irish boys of Irish boys.
I'm going to get an education here.
So you have to watch Boondock Saints 1 and 2. These are Irish boys. Oh.
Okay.
These
is it a movie?
Yes.
Oh.
My gosh, it's a great movie.
Don't know about it.
And they are Irish boys.
Nuts. Never heard of it. But
that's
I'm
a St. Patty's tradition in my house. So
there you go tomorrow.
So
I'll steal Angie and take her downtown with me.
Yeah. You take my wife out lemon dropping, and I'll be boondock Satan.
Perfect. Okay, it's that time for the local business buzz. And this is a fun thing for, this was kind of a passion project of Alan's, where we have locally owned and operated small businesses come and share their stories with us.
Absolutely.
And we love it.
Love to hear the stories and love to hear the people behind the businesses.
Yeah. And Carlos, too. I'd say this is, Umpqua Survival sponsors it, but he's really had a lot of good feedback from it and had a lot of people really appreciate being on. And so we're really excited to keep it going.
And today we have.
Oh, so I'm really okay. Kind of fangirling, I'm not going to lie. So we have Tristan Godsey with Tristram. Am I saying that? Did I say that right?
It's Tristram.
Tristram. I knew I was going to mess that up. Tristram Portrait Artistry. Okay.
You know, I thought we were going to blow getting on the radar because you went off and already were talking to her about all this. It's like,
I know,
save
right?
some for the show.
I do. They didn't hear me talking. Yes, because I was fangirling hardcore.
You were definitely fangirling.
Yeah. And I had the girls at the office take time out of their insurance busy day to look up your website because I'm like, anybody that has, I'm not being sexist, but honestly, I'm just kind of, I have all boys and I have all grandsons. But if you have a toddler daughter or a young daughter or a granddaughter, like everybody turn up the volume on this part because this is amazing. So Tristan, thank you so much for being here today. We so appreciate you taking time out of your busy day.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
So tell us how you started the business.
So I was a photographer kind of early on, and then I did graphic design, actually here at the News Review.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I went back to photography. And one of the things I was really good at because I was here was doing composites, because I did advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started doing the fairies, I wanted to put them into another world. So it kind of happened because I had all these different skills.
Okay, but what about those who are ignorant of us and don't know what a composite is?
Okay, so a composite is I photograph a kid against a gray screen or a green screen, and then I take a photograph of like a fairy forest, and I put the kid in there, so it looks like he's been photographed there.
Oh. Honestly, it does really look like it. I'm not even dying.
Oh, the things I could think of to do there. How cool is that?
So cool. I mean, and so like with Miss Douglas County, we just had that recently, the pageant and the program.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a little princess program.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking they came out in these beautiful dresses, each girl in her own different style. And one of my friends, Brittany, her daughter Lily, came out in this gorgeous fuchsia dress of fufu. I don't even know, because I have sons, what you'd call this thing, but it was beautiful. And I instantly thought, oh, Lily needs to do this fairy session.
Right.
So.
And I do princesses as well.
Yes. Well, you do other I know I'm going to get sidetracked on this because I'm fangirling about these these fairy things, but you do senior portraits and you do all kinds of different things. So please don't let me just put you in a box, because I'll do it today.
Right. I mostly do seniors. And the thing that's different about my seniors is while I'll take the picture in the park next to the tree, because a lot of parents like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do adventure senior photography. I want to take the kid to the beach or Portland or somewhere else really exciting and put him in a couture gown and put him out in the water or up on a cliff or doing something really exciting and have it be this amazing memory and like a magazine style photo shoot.
Mm.
And it's stuff that most people around here don't do.
And just timeless and fun.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the words that I would describe looking at some of your work. And so it was like magical was one of my words that came to that. And so in all the genres of the photography that you do. And with the fairies, it was whimsical, mm-hmm. but there's such a beauty in these photos that it's like, I just feel like people are missing out on an opportunity to not get there. I mean, as a Nana, I'd say your grandkids need to do it. Mine are a little bit older, but mm-hmm. So grandparents, check out your website. And can you tell them all the different ways they can look at your work?
Absolutely. So my website is tristrampa.com. So TRYSTRAMPA.com. And I am Tristram PA on all the social media.
Perfect. For portrait artistry.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, if you just go to your website, it's so good. I was in there and I'm like, I know I'm not having any grandkids maybe ever again, right. or at least not anytime soon. But I have to say, you kind of made me just want to go out and adopt one right now, because I'm like, I'm missing out on this. This is something. So if people have a young daughter or granddaughter or whatever for the fairy princesses or whatever, mm-hmm. it's, you got to do it. So can I ask what maybe one of these, April 1st, you're having a special day. You don't do these all the time year round, correct?
No. So we're having a fairy day event mm-hmm. on April 1st. It's $119 for the session, and that includes the creation of the photos. We have a ton of fairy dresses. I have wings. I have fairy crowns. I'm having a giant mushroom made because I wanted a bigger one. I used to do everything composite, and I was really limited in how many I could do. So I took my very favorite background that I use, and I had a background custom printed. So that it still gets to have that same look without quite the same amount of work. So, and also the kids then get to have a better experience because they walk in and the scene is there. And so they're not having to, you know, imagine it.
Pretend.
And, yeah. The kids are good at pretend, though.
Oh, I just went to Vegas with my grandsons. I got to share this because...
Yeah.
My one grandson's big into the double thumbs up right now. I don't know why, but that's his picture style, double thumbs up. So we went to the aquarium and they take the pictures of you and you have to act like you're getting attacked by a shark.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I nailed it. I nailed that. But my grandkids didn't.
Yeah.
And so then they laughed because they're like, look at Nana. And I'm like, I'm being attacked by a shark. Like, right? I played my part. And they're like, yeah, you did. And it makes the rest of us look ridiculous, which then makes you kind of actually look ridiculous because you're the one thing that doesn't look like the others. But
so right. Grandma was the dork.
So I'm going to bring the photo in to you tomorrow. It's ridiculous. But
so there's a lot of tricks that I have to help them get in the moment.
Uh-huh.
I have... we have a studio fairy. Her mm-hmm. name is Bella.
Oh,
and she's made out of crystal. And I move her. If the kids are listening, make them stop.
Yeah. Can't give away all the secrets.
I move Bella all around the studio. So every time the kid turns around, Bella's in a different place. And they look for Bella. It's a thing.
Oh,
and we talk
cool.
about Bella. If you're really good and you hold really still and you wish really hard, Bella will swipe into the pictures with you. And you won't see it now. But when you come and have your pictures, Bella will be in the photo.
That's so cool.
You know, because you can't see her flying, but I saw her and I was able to capture it. And they really get into that.
That's so fun.
And then I have a little chest, a little leather chest that you open it up and there's glow-in-the-dark stuff in there. And I have the fairy dust that's, you know, I import it in from Neverland every morning and the kids can get it out and it's all glowing and it looks like this little witch's cauldron thing. And we pull it out and they get some glitter and they get to blow. And there's just a lot of things that we do to get them in the moment.
Well, I want you to reiterate to us like where people can go to book this. Like, how do they schedule these appointments for? Because it's upcoming, April 1st.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, and we're actually booking a lot. So we actually have so many I have like 21 people I have to call in the next 2 days.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So we're opening it up another weekend. So there will still be time. But you know, if they're interested, you should probably get on the list because at some point I'm going to have to cut it off.
So do they do that by calling you?
They can call me. 541-863-7869. Then go to my website. If you go to TristamPA.com, up at the top there's a link that says Fairies, takes you to the Fairy Day site.
Been there.
Right. There's a little form to fill out at the bottom, and you can either go ahead and book your session and pay your fee from there, or you can just email me and I'll call and answer any questions you want.
That's excellent. Well, we wish you the best of luck with this. I cannot wait to see the next download of these sessions that you do, because they truly are magical. And
well, I'm thinking I could save a whole bunch of money, just have her interject me pictures in Hawaii and all these places, and I don't have to take Angie anywhere. I can save money.
Yeah, that's not going to work, big guy. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got to stick up for my friend on that one. Not working, not getting out of it. But thank you so much for coming
Absolutely.
On here and being here. We've communicated via Facebook mm-hmm. and Messenger, and it's a joy to meet you. And I can imagine you would be such a wonderful person to work with. So,
oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, give her a call, everybody. Get your granddaughters those photos. They're amazing.
And you just kind of did put her in a corner. She also does senior pictures and other stuff, Shannon.
Yeah, okay. Well, do that too if you have a kid graduating, but put them in some fairy wings and I don't know. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you do great work, and you're Thank such you. A nice person in our communications and mm-hmm. stuff the last couple months and being here today. So thank you so much, and appreciate yep. you coming on.
And thank you for being a part of our community. We appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Yes. This has been a great experience.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to be back with a little bit more of Your Cue, brought to you by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, so we're back. It's 4:55. We went to break just a little bit earlier. This is News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. I'm Shannon Sebastian. That's Alan Painter.
And
I feel like
really,
a newscaster.
You did that really good.
Today the weather will be...
Well, I'll tell you,
I'm going to not give up my day job.
Oh, I'm looking at some of her photos, and they're absolutely stunning.
Yeah, she helped Alan get on her website on his phone, and yeah, there's some amazing stuff. You got to go check it out. Super yeah. cool. That is amazing. We have that level of talent in Douglas County. I mean, and I know there's some other wonderful, talented photographers here too, so I'm not slighting anybody,
no,
but we
no.
are blessed.
We do have
some very
amazing
talented
artists
yeah,
in this
do.
Community. And I wanted to say thank you to Carlos and all the folks out there at Umpqua Survival for allowing us to have the time to see what makes our business people so special.
Yeah, it's so cool. Speaking of them, since you said Carlos.
And?
Umpqua Survival.
I know them.
We know them, yeah. So, funny thing is I got to visit with them a little bit at the... Oh, is it Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
That's what it was.
This last week? Yep. Yep. Spent some money there. So it was fun. And you know what the guys said? They thanked me for us talking nice about the staff out there, which, you know what? It's pretty darn easy to do when they're as awesome as they are. So I was like,
they really are.
I mean every word of it. Yeah. So I hope they knew that. And they said they did. They knew it was genuine. But
yeah.
Great staff out there. So when I called today, Skyler helped me get into the box, which is covered with tape. So he's like, I need a bigger knife. And I'm like, I know a store you can probably get that at. So it was kind of fun. They're just a great group out there.
So do you have a winner?
We do. We have a winner. And it's a lady again this week. The ladies are kind of killing it out
Loving
there.
Loving it.
So Jennifer Hunt congratulations. You are the winner of the $25 gift certificate this week to Umpqua Survival. So congratulations. Go get some cool stuff.
Yeah, go make a down payment on a gun. That's what we need in this world. More armed women.
I can't believe you said that. That's funny.
What do you think? Women hate me or something? I'm nice.
Oh, my God. I can't even compose myself.
You know,
as
my wife says, who meets she meets somebody from that knew me from high school, he's a lot different now.
I give that same disclaimer with my husband as well.
I knew him when he was younger.
I know.
I have stories.
And they're not good, Alan. They're not good.
And this isn't the time.
This is not the time. But I was talking with Skylar, so I did ask him a few things. The roadside preparedness class that they have April Fool's, you know, nobody signed up for that yet. So we need to get some people out there. It's only 2 hours, and you're going to learn a lot about how to be independent when you're traveling by yourself. So I really feel like that should be full of a lot of ladies and teenagers and people that could.
People don't know
how to do that themselves anymore.
I mean, and the thing is, ask yourself right now, do you know what to do? If you're in that situation,
right?
Because I tell you, you sure will don't want to find out you don't know alongside the highway at 11:30 at night. You can't reach somebody,
and you can't Google it because if you don't have the stuff in your car to take care of it, Google's not going to help you. I know I always say Google it, but that's not going to get you the right wrench or tire iron or whatever you're needing.
And it is by experience, I can tell you, it's a poor time to find out you don't have a jack handle.
Those are important.
Yes, so I encourage people to sign up for that class. Everyone will learn something.
Oh goodness, it's that time already. So check out Umpqua Survival's website. Keep Logan busy at Premier Insurance.
Happy St. Patty's Day to y'all.
See you down there in the Rediscover Downtown event. Until next week, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind
and drink lots of green beer.
Bye now.